Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And as it is Monday, you know, so it's time to do that weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Are you starting to get packed up and everything? You starting to trying to find that suitcase and that favorite shaving kit and all that other stuff?
I've got all that stuff pretty well together. I haven't started packing yet, but the pre-shot preparation has started. Got all the a lot of the appointments set up, and we know where we're going to be on certain days. Everything that goes into a week-long frenzy in Las Vegas.
Let me ask you this. I probably should have called you and asked you this without being on the air, but will I be able to have people come up there to see me that I can interview audio-wise and everything in there? I'm going to come to the press room. I'm not chasing anybody this time round.
Will you be able to have people come into the press room to talk to you?
Yes.
I think they have to have press room credentials to get in. They're pretty strict about that thing.
I can't have them come in to interview them there.
You would have to ask the people there at the desk in the press room, who are very helpful. But my guess is they won't get past the door where they've got those little scanners now and scan everybody's badges.
I guess I need to call them before I tote all this stuff out there to pre-record audio then. I'm going to ask you that. I'll have to check into that. So let's talk about this Virginia sheriff. This is top of the page. This is one of these ways. I mean, this is one of these things that there's how do you bypass a law? Because this guy's basically saying, I'm going to put everybody on Leoza, right?
Yeah, he's not bypassing the law. He's going to comply with the law, in fact.
Yeah. Explain what the sheriff's going to do.
Yeah, this is the Culpeper County, Virginia sheriff. His name is Scott Jenkins, and he made some news a month or two ago and said, look, if it comes to it, if the newly Democrat-controlled legislature passes a whole bunch of gun control laws, I'm going to deputize as many people in my county as I can, so that they are covered under Leoza and can own the firearms they want and carry them and not have to worry about these laws. And he reiterated that today. We're fortunate enough to have Jeff Hulbert, who writes for us. He's the founder of Patriot Picket in Maryland. And he caught up. He was there in the meeting room for the hearing today in Richmond, Virginia, where I think it was the Senate Judiciary Committee passed through a whole bunch of gun control bills. And the sheriff was there, and he testified. And Jeff caught up with him afterwards and got some video comments from him. And the sheriff reiterated it. And he said, look, nothing's changed. If they pass these laws, I'm going to deputize these people. And that's not breaking the law. That's not refusing to enforce the law. That is using the law to his advantage and to protect the people in Culpeper County. What's more, he said he's talked to other sheriffs since he made his statement, and other sheriffs around the state are going to do the same thing.
Now, who wrote the law? This is something that came from the Virginia legislature, right? The way this thing is structured and everything came from... They have everything in place. They don't have to pay them unless they want to for expenses they might get petitioned for. There's all kinds of stuff built in here to where this just works.
Yeah, I don't know how pay goes. I assume these are... I think he called these associate deputies. I listened to the video. I can't remember. Unfortunately, I don't have that in my head. There was, it's like a part-time deputy or something. And
right.
So I don't, you know, he doesn't have to put these people on the payroll, but he can deputize them. And I'm sure that's covered under Virginia state law. I doubt he's going to be doing anything that violates the law. But he's going to do it, and the law gives him the ability to do it. And until they change the law and say you can't do that, he's going to do it. And I think he fully intends to deputize hundreds of people, and he's going to have people lined up at the Culpeper County Sheriff's Office to get deputized. So,
pardon me, I just can't. I just find this funny. I just find it funny. This is one of those things where they get out there, and I honestly don't think that most Democrats actually look at what's sitting on the books when they start proposing this, because some of these people that are looking for a way around it but don't want to break the law and don't want to be, you know, endanger the citizens of their county, they're sort of geniuses when it comes to finding a way to deal with this, aren't they?
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do when you know the law. And as we've seen time and time and time again, the people who make the laws almost never know what the laws actually say, or they don't know what it is they're legislating. They don't understand the practical effects of what it is they're legislating. They don't know what kinds of guns they're covering when they're crafting so-called assault weapons bans. That's how you get idiocy, like in California, where a thumbhole stock is somehow outlawed because it's allegedly more dangerous than a standard rifle stock. Because you can stick your thumb through the stock and hold on to the gun instead of wrapping it around. I mean, that's just insane.
That's actually a gun safety thing, isn't it? Just being able to hold on to the gun.
Yeah, technically, I guess thumbhole stock would be a little safer because it gives you better grip on the gun. Yeah, so as we, again, the sheriff, give him credit for knowing the law and being willing and able to apply it. And he fully intends to do that.
That's just funny. Now, around here, right, in the past, with one of these sheriffs around here, I've asked him the question about deputizing people, and he said he would do it. He's also almost crossed the border on saying, and we will hold the county. I'm going to put everybody on the county line.
What does that mean?
Well, I guess it means that he thinks that the feds would be coming for him.
What coming for him on what basis?
Well, if they decided to do a gun ban, this is years ago. He was talking about this. This predates the whole, for me anyway, the whole idea of the Second Amendment sanctuary. Because back then, a few years ago, this was unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
This would not have been something somebody would have thought of doing. So,
right.
In fact, and it was against a purely hypothetical. So. Not thinking about the state legislature, but I mean, who would have thought the Virginia state legislature would go this way?
When you have a purple state that is, you know, right on the edge, and Democrats hold both houses right now, but they don't hold them by much, only about 2 seats in the House and I think 5 in the Senate, you know, you get a swing. And when you get a swing like this, the Democrats resolve to do everything they possibly can as quickly as they can and get it in place. That may all fall in 2 years or whatever if things swing back the other way, but they're darn well determined to get it done if and when they can. And they're going to ram this stuff through as fast as they can and let it play out in the courts if they have to. But they're going to do it. I don't be under any illusion think that this isn't going to happen. This is going to happen. Governor Northam is going to be only too happy to sign these bills into law.
Pretty stupid way to go, though. I mean, they woken up something they don't understand. But anyway, we're coming up on the first break. At thetruthaboutguns.com, you can find articles like this all day, every day, multiple times a day. There's going to be various iterations, breaking news, pocket dumps, gun reviews, you know, recaps of what was the best of the year. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
35 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman, and just doing a weekly recap. And, let's talk about this thing with the AR-15 lowers. For all the gloom and doom out there, I see the needle moving precipitously in the other direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories. We ran a story back in October. There was a man out in California who had been charged with illegally manufacturing firearms. He had an 80% lower operation and was helping people make AR or finish AR lowers. He's doing it. He ran afoul of the law somehow. But he fortunately hired a very good attorney. And the attorney, who I talked to on the phone, read the law that describes what a firearm is. You know, how many attorneys actually do that? And as your listeners probably know, an AR-15 receiver is unique. And law describes a firearm as a receiver, is that part of a firearm which houses the hammer, bolt or breech lock, and firing mechanism, and which is usually threaded at its forward position to receive the barrel. And the ATF, of course, has deemed the AR lower as the firearm. That's the serialized part. That's the part you have to pass a background check to buy. You can order an upper through the mail. It's not a gun, technically. It's the AR. The ATF has magically designated the lower as a firearm. Well, as you probably know, an AR-15 lower does not have a bolt or breech lock, and it's not threaded at its forward portion to receive the barrel. It, therefore, is not a firearm according to the letter of the law. And that attorney argued that in court and won. And when the judge ruled that way, said that the defendant had not manufactured firearms, the case was magically dropped. The ATF prevailed on him, and they could, because they didn't want that ruling out there saying that AR-15 lowers aren't firearms. But word got out. CNN wrote a story about it at that time. And then today, the AP is out with another story saying this is a growing problem for the government. More and more defense attorneys are hearing about this, and they're getting their clients off. They described the latest one is in Ohio. Some felon used a straw purchaser to buy 50 lowers. And he was in possession of 15 of them when he was, I guess, raided by the ATF or local police or whatever. So this is a felon in possession of what the ATF deems to be firearms. But this guy had an attorney that had heard about this case and read the law, and he persuaded the judge that an AR-15 lower is not a firearm. Therefore, his felon client did not buy firearms. And according to the AP story here, the case rests on the ATF's claim that the components were legally firearms. Judge James Carr called that a plainly erroneous reading of the law. So the agency has a duty to fix the problem. Misapplying the law for a long time provides no immunity from scrutiny, the judge wrote. The ATF has a major problem on its hands here. So we wrote about it again today.
So does this mean if I buy a lower? Now, are we talking about 80% lowers or just lowers already cut out or just full lowers?
Technically, any AR lower.
Yeah.
According to the letter of the law, is not a firearm. Now, that doesn't mean when you go into your local gun store that they're going to sell you one without making you fill out a 4473 and pass a background check, because as far as they're concerned, they've got to comply with ATF regulations, and the ATF still deems these things to be lowers, at least for now. But if you somehow found yourself in trouble for possessing that AR lower, I would certainly point this out to your attorney.
So this means, theoretically, now, is this something they can change? Is this have they been running afoul of the law all this time? Does this mean that Dimitri Karras can sue them out of existence? And he doesn't even own Ares Armor anymore.
I don't know. If I were somebody who had some sort of a judgment or penalty against me, for possessing AR lowers in the past, or if I'm in, I'm sitting in jail right now for that, I'd certainly do so, try to get do something about that. Again, the U.S. code says it's got to have the, you know, these characteristics to be a firearm receiver, and obviously the an AR lower doesn't do that. The law needs to be changed. Now the question is, what will constitute an AR a firearm? Are they going to make it an upper and lower together? Does that mean all uppers and lowers are going to have to be serialized? Are they going to change it to just be the upper? At some point, somebody's going to do something about this. Somebody's going to
get this
bill.
What does this mean about bump stocks? They've been classified as machine guns.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, and that's winding its way through the courts now.
Yeah.
Because a bump stock clearly isn't a machine gun by anybody's definition. I mean, the ATF can wave its magic wand all at once, and nobody's going to say that that's a machine gun under any definition. it obviously doesn't have a receiver, therefore
listen,
it can't have a hammer, bolt, breech lock, firearm mechanism.
Hang on for me. I'm laughing so much that I've lost track of time. We're coming up on the next break. Dan and I are having way too much fun right now, way too much fun. So we'll continue having fun when we get back. To find out what Dan does, go to thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, wait a minute. I'm a minute early.
Oh,
hey, Dan, I just shut you up for no good reason. So where are you staying? Where are you staying in Las Vegas?
Oh, that's a super secret need-to-know basis.
So you're staying at the Venetian then, right?
No, I wish.
I'm staying at Treasure Island.
In fact, that's where I am, too.
A lot of people are at Treasure Island this year.
That's right across the street.
Yeah, I know. It's very, very convenient. Very, very convenient. So
yeah,
we ought to have breakfast and lunch. And although I guess now all I got to do is roll around my two cases of video equipment. I'm going to call NSSF tomorrow and find out about that. If I can't have people come to the press room, what am I doing there?
Yeah, I don't know. You could park outside somewhere and do that.
Nah, not doing that. That's just too much like work. This time, we'll really be back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Democrats are defending terrorist Qasem Soleimani, the top Iranian general who was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq.
And when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that. And let me tell you, it's not working politically very well for them.
Attorney General Bill Barr is calling a December shooting at a Pensacola naval air station an act of terrorism. The shooter was a Saudi Air Force officer who was part of a training mission at the base. Barr says the Saudis have cooperated fully in the investigation.
There are thousands of allied pilots and other military personnel who receive training on military bases throughout the United States.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 83 points to finish at 28,907. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat that 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, folks, it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I've heard those spots before. I just can't decide whether those are public service announcements or what. You ever flown? Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, have you ever heard that spot about the pilots? Did you hear that playing?
No, I was trying to figure out. I was reading something and then it caught my ears, the what they were all carrying. What was the product for? What was their ad?
I have no idea. But every time it plays, I'll have to call and ask about this, because every time it plays, I just get a kick out of that. I mean, you know, it sounds like it's from part of the cast from Airplane?
Airplane, yeah.
Roger that, Victor, and you know, all that other stuff. It just sounds that way to me, but I mean, it just tickles me every time I hear that. I would love to hear that. I would love to hear that getting on a plane.
When I fly out to Las Vegas on Sunday, I'd love to hear what the pilot and co-pilot are carrying. Just because I'd be fascinated, and that make me comfortable to know that they, in fact, are carrying. That would be good. I know that pilots can do that now. So that would be nice.
Although I have heard it's very difficult for them to do that.
I don't think that many airlines encourage that. Some may even prohibit it, but I know that the FAA now does allow that since 9/11.
I think they should all be doing it, but that's besides the fact. Spartacus has fallen by the wayside. R.I.P. Spartacus.
Poor Cory Booker. Yeah, he never really caught fire, did he? He's really good at standing up in congressional hearings and making a ruckus and getting in front of the cameras with histrionics and all that, but he never caught fire in terms of his presidential campaign. And he was one of the most anti-gun candidates left in the field, probably the most.
Is it safe to say that these one-dimensional guys that come in here who are not as well known, right? And Spartacus, despite him dating Rosario Dawson and all this other stuff, he just wasn't that well known. right? And when they're coming out there and their centerpiece is gun control, that doesn't seem to play very well, does it?
Yeah, I don't know if his centerpiece was gun control. He wasn't as focused on it as an Eric Swalwell or Robert Francis or Rourke was, especially when their campaigns were really dying and they're getting desperate. But he did make it a major plank of what he was doing. The problem was he didn't know what he was talking about, and he went after Pete Buttigieg because Buttigieg was talking about a mandatory buyback situation and called that essentially confiscation. Corey didn't like that at all. He says when you call buyback programs confiscation, you're doing the NRA's work for them. You know, it's terrible when you call something confiscation that's actually confiscation. You can't have that. You know, truth in advertising, you know, that doesn't work well in the Democratic primary process. He loved to misrepresent how easy it was for Americans to buy guns. You know, he said it was easier to harder to buy a book than buy a gun, things like that, to the point where even the Washington Post called him out on it, gave him, I don't know how many Pinocchios for that. So that was good. And then my favorite, which is something he did repeatedly, is he said, look, if you need a license to drive a car, you ought to have a license to buy a gun. And that just shows a blatant misunderstanding of the Constitution, either intentional or...
Do you have? I didn't realize you had to have a license to buy a car. You have to have a license to drive a car.
To drive a car, yes, exactly. He said if you need the license to drive a car, you ought to have a license. In fact, I'm looking at a tweet that he put up right now. He said if you need a license to drive a car, you should need a license to own and operate a gun. I'll get this one done as president. Well, the difference is, of course, that keeping and bearing arms in this country is a constitutionally enumerated right, right there in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. There is no right to drive a car. There's no right to use public roads. That's a privilege. And the government is allowed to create standards and tests for exercising that privilege. And they can't license that privilege. They can license that privilege. They can't license the right to own and operate a firearm. They can't license the right to vote. They can't license the right to exercise your religion of choice or not. There's all kinds of things they can't do as set out in the Constitution. And he failed to make that distinction time and time again. He was just blatantly disingenuous about that. But he figured that the people who were following him or who might follow him were just too stupid to make that distinction. We aren't, and we pointed it out time and time again.
What does that say about the constituency for the Democrats? They're counting on them to be stupid. What does that
say?
Well,
it says more about the candidate that they count on them. They are hoping that they will be too busy, you know, running their lives, you know, working, going to school, and all that, to stop and think and say, yeah, really, I should just be able to go and buy a gun. I should have to get the government to create a test that I pass in order to buy a gun and protect my family. And when most people stop and think about that for 5 minutes, I mean, they reject that.
Yeah, that who's giving the test? That's all I need to know. Who's giving that test?
Who's writing the test and who's giving the test?
Yeah.
Exactly. So all that inspired to sink Booker's campaign, and he's not the only one. I mean, we've had a rash of them here this week. Marianne Williamson went down. Julian Castro went down this week. And I don't think it's unrelated to the fact that Daddy Bloombucks himself has spent $200 million in the last 7 weeks
and where's he
on
polling?
His campaign.
Where's he polling?
Not terribly high, but I think he's driving a lot of these lesser candidates out and winnowing the field. And he's got this unique strategy where he's He's bypassing the first four primaries. He's not working on Iowa. He's not working on New Hampshire, South Carolina.
All the things that need. All the ones where you get blown away. I mean, his message. He can spend every dime he's gotten. His message is not going to change. Although I will say this: when Julian Castro dropped out, I was surprised it took him that long. Just because I thought he was the stupidest of the Democratic.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see one of he wanted there to be a law to guarantee reproductive rights to trans men.
Trans women.
See, I don't even know how to keep up with this anymore. I don't know. Which what you know. So
I know a trans woman is not likely to get pregnant. From my understanding,
but they have. He wanted them to have reproductive rights, even though they don't have a womb. They get reproductive rights. When I saw that, I was like, "You got to be kidding me!"
Yeah, I know.
Who are we pandering to here? Which I mean. I've seen stories where they have these trans couples, which I don't even know how they know who which one. You know, we're going to have to go back and do an investigation just to try to figure out where everybody started. But that's all beside the point. Julian, he was the dumbest one out there. But he was a Castro, so it's not surprising. But this time, I actually have this correct. We're actually coming up on the break. So the truthaboutguns.com. This is a website that has been around a while. And as such, what they do is they bring you the most breaking news out there and get it to you before anybody else does. Literally before anybody else does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. Just out of curiosity, I haven't asked you this in a while. I mean, the new year, new you. What is your carry gun nowadays?
I'm most often these days carrying a Springfield Hellcat.
I don't know that much about the gun. I have seen, what is it? It's a double stack, but it's a compact pistol. Is it sort of like in the vein of the SIG P365?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a micro compact. It is extremely small and extremely compact. I used to carry and still own a Glock 43, which is also a very good gun, but in virtually the same size form, I can now carry, I think it's 12 plus 1 rather than 6 plus 1.
Yeah.
It's hard to not do that.
Yeah. Hard to justify not carrying more ammo, having change left over in a gunfight or however you want to put it. I'm going to probably have to go stop by Springfield and go check that gun out because I've heard a lot of stuff about it, but, you know, anyway.
Yeah, I've been very happy with it. I mean, it comes with night sights, for $30 more. They have a version that's drilled for, a red dot sight, although I don't carry that way. It's great. I mean, I own a very nice commander size 1911, which I carry from time to time too, just because I love that gun and I love carrying a 1911. But most often, that's it. What are you carrying these days?
I go around. It's like musical chairs. I'm very enamored of the SIG P10. I like the P10C because I think, although I do have the P10F and I have shot the P10S, I like the P10C just because it is the, you know, it's 15 rounder, but it's a bigger gun than the Glock 19. Although I have rediscovered Glock, I've been carrying a Glock 45 a little bit, just trying to, you know, okay, so these are better. Let me see. I don't really believe it. Okay, let's get a little proof here. You know, that kind of thing. If it's after we you know, turn Soleimani into a you know, chunky dog food, I started carrying the SDI Staccato P.
Yeah, that's a great gun.
I mean, you know, 20 yeah, with 140 millimeter magazine, you got 20 rounds on tap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, I don't know. So I'm, as far as a, I mean, you know, 1911s. If I right now I have the Thunder Ranch by Nighthawk that Clint Smith designed.
Oh.
right
now. Oh, my goodness. See, that was going to be the thing. I was going to have Clint Smith come into the press room, but now I can't even get him into the press room. This makes me mad.
You might be able to. I don't know that you can't.
I'm going to call them tomorrow to find out. I got to find out because I've got a whole studio here that I was going to break down about special cases to put it in about special mics to keep you. This makes me mad. Anyway, NRA suggested to the people, the good people, the good gun owners of Virginia, that they go and crowd into the rooms as they start these hearings. And let me ask you a question. Does this remind you of Colorado in any way?
It did in terms of Magpul airlifting a bunch of magazines in. That was certainly similar. But yeah, the NRA put the word out that today was the first hearing of the Senate, the Virginia's Senate, I believe it's the Judiciary Committee, on a number of gun control laws, and wanted to make sure that gun rights supporters were there. And they turned out in droves. I think they had 1,000 people there. Again, the NRA worked with Magpul and actually had a bunch of magazines that they were handing out to a number of the attendees to thank them for being there, which of course triggered a lot of people on the gun control side. Every town tweeted about it. The CSGV was freaked out about it, saying it was an intimidation factor, and it was horrible. As if legislators, even Democrat legislators who know nothing about guns are going to be somehow intimidated by a little plastic box somebody's carrying. It probably went as well as anyone could have expected, and they packed the hearing room, and the members of the committee heard testimony from an awful lot of gun owners today. Not that it did any good, of course. Virtually every gun control bill they were considering was passed out on a 9-to-5 vote, party line vote, which of course everybody expected, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be there and make your point heard.
So, and I don't know, but does Virginia have a mechanism for recall elections?
I don't know that. That would be good to know because you mentioned Colorado. Of course, Colorado does.
Tim Knight, the former NRA board member who was one of the grassroots people that went to Colorado, instead of going to SHOT Show this year, he's going to Virginia.
Oh, is really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Right, and that's because on the 20th, the Virginia Citizens Defense League is holding their annual lobby day. And that is expected to draw a huge crowd anywhere. Estimates between 10 and 25,000 people are going to be there.
Let me ask you a question about this now. And I'm not trying to embarrass anybody here, but the Virginia Civilian Defense League, that's run by Philip Van Cleve. He was part of the Borat scandal,
yes,
which happened between election cycles, but it happened before this last election cycle. Do you think that the damage that was done, which there was, he wasn't as bad as, like, what's that guy's name, Dan Morgan, or Larry Pratt, for that matter, but do you think the damage that was done with regards to Philip Van Cleve, which was basically him aiming at a camera with a gun with a bunny, like a bunny, a bunny rabbit plush toy, hollowed out and laid over his gun to make it all cute and fuzzy. Do you think that hindered him in any way from being effective?
It certainly doesn't seem to. The VCDL has done a fantastic job in rallying the gun owners of Virginia.
Since the election.
Since the election. Absolutely. Since the election, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention enough to know what they did in advance of the election. My understanding is that the fact that both houses flipped had much more to do with
a lack of organization and effort on the part of the state GOP than anything else. I don't know how much VCDL could have done about that at all.
In the last election, that same grassroots group that was in Colorado went there and fought Bloomberg, who spent $2 million trying to flip 2 Senate seats, which is what he basically did in this last one.
Mm-hmm.
And this time the VCDL told them that they were not needed.
Yeah,
Those grassroots people. So,
yeah, not aware of that.
Yeah, maybe they thought they had it. I don't see anything nefarious in that. I just sort of see it sort of a little short. I would have every hand. I'd be out there if I needed 5 people and 51 to come, I'd be like, come on. So, that's just me, though, because I intend to win at all costs, no matter what it is. I'll even sacrifice my hair, and Dan knows what my hair looks like.
Yeah, mine's about the same.
Yeah. Well, yours, but you got more of it, though. Anyway, I guess I'll be seeing you on Tuesday.
Yeah, I will be there.
Yeah. So, I'll find out whether or not we're recording or not.
Sounds good.
And I'll let you know about that. Anyway, thetruthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan does the work. Go check him out there. Lots and lots of information put out daily. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you next week.
Roger that. Coming up next is just going to be me and you. We're just going to continue on with the rant, although I really want to know about that spot that was coming in in one of the breaks. That was just hilarious. I need to find... I need that! Hour number 3, coming up next.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.